Love Your List is open, so let's do something special.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my Inbox Besties, Besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com. And as always, I am super excited to be in your ear holes today. So if you're listening to this in real time, guys, I want to let you know that my signature course, Love Your List, is actually open for enrollment until Friday, July 19th. And you'll be able to go in and sneak your seat in by going over to loveyourlist.co/summer. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. And the reason why, if you've been thinking about this or you've been hanging out and you're one of my besties for a while and you're like, oh, I love this podcast. I just wish I could get more of you and more intel. Like, this course is it. But I wanted to make sure that you guys over here, my listies, actually knew about it, because when I actually open it up in late September, early October again, it is going to be $277 more. So you're actually going to be able to get in right now for $497, or we have a 6-month payment plan, which is like super cheap, guys, because I'm not going to penalize people for needing to spread out their payments. But if you pay in full, you do get a sweet mug. So right now, like I said, it's $497, but when we open it again, it is going to be $777. That's right. It's going to be a lucky seven for the course, because it is not because it's my signature program, but because we keep on adding more to it. Basically, when you guys come into the Facebook group, I'm in there 3 days a week. I'm answering questions. You're like, hey, do we have this? Hey, can you add that? 9 times out of 10, it is going to be getting added. This course is already pretty beastly. There are some business bundles that I have wrapped up in there that you guys get bonuses for. We have a monthly office hours where you can actually ask me your questions face to face. We can go over your copy. And there's just something when you're speaking to someone one-on-one that you just can't get across in like a Facebook post. And I really hate it when I've invested, you know, $2,000 plus in a program and I never get any FaceTime at all with a creator. And like, they can't, they're too good to even show up into the Facebook group. It's like, what? Like, really? So that is not the way I roll. So guys, I want to do something a little bit different for this podcast, and I'm actually going to go ahead and put in the audio that I did for a Facebook Live. I had done it this Monday, the 15th of July, and it is about ways that you can actually, you know, really jazz up your copy, really have compelling copy without going like over the edge or adding exclamation points or really putting the screws to people to get people to buy, because that's not the way that we roll. Us ethical entrepreneurs, like, we want people to make the best decisions for themselves, but we also need to realize that people do not respond to logic. That's not how we make decisions. We respond with emotions. So we're going to go ahead and definitely talk about that. Now, you will notice in the audio that I say, hey guys, tomorrow, meaning Tuesday, I am going to be doing a webinar called Littlest Big Profits. And if you go to the URL that I talk about throughout this episode, so katedoster.com/little, then you actually will be able to get the replay. So definitely sign up. You'll get the replay instantly right after you put your email address in. But guys, Littlest Big Profit webinar replay and the doors to Love Your List are both closing on Friday the 19th, okay? So it's about 11 p.m. Eastern Standard. So if you want to go ahead and watch that training, you can always listen to it in the background. My podcast funness, you might want to do this right after this episode. You can just go ahead and about your day. I would say skip ahead to about 5 minutes in, because we had some issues that we had to work through. Oh, the joys of doing a live webinar. So I am going to stop talking, guys. You have all the great intel that you need, and let's go ahead and make some really damn compelling copy.
Oh, what is up, guys? I'm super excited. So on like Thursday or Friday, one of these days, I'll remember the days of the week, hashtag being a business owner, I had gone live because I just had something on my heart, and it was really like, I'd seen this other blogger and she was like copying all of her other mentors. And I'm like, I really enjoy doing Facebook Lives and I miss them. And I was actually, hold on, I gotta change my screen, was redoing some stuff you can see here over in Keynote. Some of my slides for the copywriting module that I have in Love Your List, which is probably like, you know, a big portion of the course, I would say. It's actually the sort of second module that we go ahead and we take in. And so I was looking at it and I was like, damn, these are really good. So I ended up with like 13 or 12-ish, quick tips that I actually am adding to Love Your List. And I was like, you know what, why don't I go ahead and I'll share a couple of them
here with you guys on Facebook Live. So just in case you're like, well, what is Love Your List? So Love Your List is my full, like, from A to, like, past Z over here. Email marketing course that I have. We cover everything from copywriting to list building to welcome series, funnels, launches. We're adding a whole bunch of new stuff about launches and really the whole gamut. And we actually have you create your own digital product as well. It's basically an online business in a box, I must say. And so I wanted to actually go ahead and share with you a little bit of the content that's going into the course, because it's reopening its doors for what I like to call a mini launch. It's very cash launch of Love Your List. It's going to be opening up tomorrow night at like 9 p.m. because I'm doing a webinar, and it's going to be open till Friday. But there's like one caveat, and I want to say this before in case if people aren't going to stay tuned to the end, because I understand we pop in and out. And that is the only way that you can get access to join Love Your List is if you're on the wait list, which is over at loveyourlist.co, or if you're going to be on the webinar tomorrow night, which you can get to by heading on over to katedoster.com/little. And I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to drop the link in the show notes. The replay of the webinar is going to be live as long as the cart's live. So it's going to be until like Friday, probably at like 11 p.m. Eastern Standard, because why watch like an hour webinar if you can't actually buy the thing at the end? So we're going to do that. So I just want to let you guys know about that. I'll go ahead and I'll drop those links below, but I want to just go ahead and talk about really three, although I think we're going to end up going with four, really quick copywriting hacks. So copywriting, it's not copywriting with an R. Copywriting with an R is things when you like go to your lawyer and all that juicy goodness. The copywriting we're talking about is with a W, and that is basically when you're writing words to get people to take action. I think that there's this huge misconception that copywriting is just for sales, but really it's for anything. Like if you write a blog post and you're emailing your list, or even if you're pop here on Facebook and you want people to like go over and actually check out your blog post, that is actually copywriting, because you are trying to get people to physically do something. So that's just a little disclaimer. I like to go ahead and talk about that because I realized that I've been doing copywriting for like 80 million years now, and I realized the rest of the world is like, huh? So basically it's just writing words to make people take action. And this is where a lot of people, especially who consider themselves talkers, kind of like get tripped up when it comes, because in the whole online marketing space, I feel like copywriting is sort of like the unsung frontier, and everyone just feels like, oh, well, you have to be like a writer. And I think like we all know those people that are like, you know, have a million journals lying about that have been, you know, writing and reading at like an 8th millionth grade level when they were like in first grade. And I'm here to tell you that the only thing that you need to do to be able to write copy, so words that actually make people want to take action and not just like repel them, is to care about your people. That's like it. So like I am straight up dyslexic, you guys probably figured out. I definitely misspell things, but I've got paid thousands of dollars and I've made thousands upon hundreds of thousands of dollars writing words on the internet. So like anybody can do these things. And this is just to help make your writing sound a little bit more like you, and to make it sound a little bit more entertaining, because honestly, guys, like people have a lot going on. I know everyone's like, oh, video, video, video. But like when people go to buy stuff, they go to email. They like reading blog posts. They like actually reading Facebook posts. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to talk about three, although I'm pretty sure that we were going to talk about four actual ones. I was debating if I wanted to show you guys the slides, I might, but I really love talking to you guys face to face. And I have my glasses on, so you're going to see me do like some like weird face things because I can see the reflection in my screen. So make sure you go ahead and drop an emoji and say, hey, if you're in the comments, that way I can shout you out at the end. And like I said, I'll go ahead and I'll drop those links actually right now before we get started. So that way, if you're like, oh, like my email marketing is not really that best, meaning like my email list never opens my stuff or they never buy, or like, I love you, but like your bank account's like tiny, go ahead and definitely get on that wait list and definitely sign up for the webinar that is going down tomorrow. There you go. And that one's specifically about if you have tiny lists, so lists that are under 1,000, how you can actually go ahead and make the most of it by creating the impact and income that you ultimately want. So the very, very first like quick tip ever, and this is sort of like an overall arching principle, so I guess it's not really a quick tip. It is that everyone who is worth their weight in salt in the copywriting world knows that the magic does not happen when you're writing. You have to let yourself have a really crappy first draft. So this isn't even a tip. The tip is really that like you need to be able to have something to go in and do the three things that I'm going to tell you about. When you try to just write with all of these things in mind and you're like, oh yeah, and you like rewrite the same one sentence over and over again, it is going to be like, what? Like, I don't know, 3 hours later, and you're going to have like four pieces of sentences, and that's like not going to get anybody anywhere. So you want to make sure that you actually just give yourself permission to write. Where all the magic happens is when you actually go in and edit, or as we call it in Love Realistic, call it sculpting in the awesome. So these are things that you can do after you've gone ahead, you just sort of wrote your thing, you got all your ideas out, and you're like, I need to make this guy pretty before I put it on Instagram or in an email or all of that juicy funness, that you would go ahead and put your copy. So first and foremost, this is the easiest tip, and I feel like it has the biggest impact, and that is using contractions. So basically, one of the number one things that people come to me to is they're like, you know what, I really want to sound like I'm a person, like not robotic or any of that sort of stuff. That is where using contractions. So instead of saying things like, I am a person, you'd say, I'm a person. So it's I, parenthesis, like, what is, now I can't even remember what it's called for my contractions, apostrophe, M. That actually makes a really huge difference when people are reading your copy, because when they're reading your copy, you're hoping that they can actually hear your voice and saying it. And so those are one of those sort of conversational clues, if you will, that just makes you come out and sound like an actual person. So I'm actually going to show ahead and I'll show you the slide that we have for this one, because I think that it makes a little bit more sense when you can see it visually. So let's see if I can get my e-cam to switch over. So here, it's the secret to sounding more like a human. It's the secret to sounding more like a human. And I know a lot of my people be like, well, you know, I'm in like a more professional setting, or I can't just be like you. This is like, you know, home slice all the time and things like that. This works for everyone. I feel like it is a casual and acceptable way to talk. So even if you are talking to lawyers, even if you're talking about sensitive subjects, just by adding these little contractions, by honestly hitting like command or control F and looking for the word, you know, are, am, is, and then changing it into those contractions is going to make a huge, huge difference in your copy and how it actually comes out as something that's nice and readable and understandable and all of that juicy goodness. Okay, so that's like number one, and that's actually the first one that we start with in the training. Now here's another one that actually is, it's brand new, guys. So my listies don't even know this one, because like I said, I like to, you know, redo my courses, not like redo them from scratch. There was a huge big one of Love Your List, but I like to constantly add because I learn new things, I test new things, I find out new info. So the third one, and this one is particularly for, say, like landing pages. So landing pages are when you know, have like an email opt-in form, and that's like basically all that people can do. There's usually like a headline, some bullet points, and like your, give me your email address or you leave. Some people call them opt-in pages. Ickier people call them squeeze pages. I'm not about that life. But in short, that's where this works. This also works really, really well in your emails, particularly when you want people to go click and do something else. So if you want people to go follow you on Instagram, if you want people to come to your Facebook Lives, if you want people to read a blog post, this next one is really gonna help. And that is, instead of the word in, use the word after. So you're not always gonna substitute in and after, because that makes no sense. Like, I get it. So it's like, so the other day I was in class, like the other day I was after class. That's not going to make any sense. But what you see a lot of the time is that really top sentence that in this blog post will cover, or even if you decide to make it a, more about this person, you know, in this blog post you'll read, and then it goes on and on and on and on. But nobody, honestly, guys, nobody really wants to join a Facebook Live. I'll be real with you guys. I'll just be honest, nobody really wants to read a blog post. Why they come to these Facebook Lives, why they come to these blog posts, why they buy your stuff, whether it is a service, a course, any of those digital products in between, is they want the after effect. So when you can just go ahead and simply reshape that sentence to, after reading this blog post, you'll, so for example, in this one, we're just going to go off the top of our head, you know, in this blog post, we'll cover 3 foods you shouldn't eat if you want to lose weight and have hormone issues. All right, so that's actually like really specific, 3 foods I shouldn't eat, hormone issues, okay? However, if you go in this after reading this blog post, you'll know exactly what foods not to eat. I know that that sounds really, really subtle, and you're like, is there like really a difference, Kate? Like, really? And the truth is that it does make a really big difference. I've started doing this in all of my sales pages in particular. So, you know, after module 1, that type of thing. I want to talk about that after effect, because ultimately that is truly what we are selling to people. And this wasn't necessarily going to be in this presentation, but I actually love this graphic. And this is from the copywriting principles lesson that we have back in module 2, which if you guys join Love Your List tomorrow through Friday, you'll actually get it on Monday because we kind of do a drip of it. And it is this really cool graphic. It was by User Unbound. I always make sure I credit my sources. And a lot of people will come out and be like, oh my God, guys, like I have this new course and this. And they always make it about like me. But the thing is that you're kind of a tool, like literally a tool. People care about themselves and that after effect, you or your product or your service is that actual like flower. You want to be focusing on all the cool things that they can be as Mario. I always call this, because I like to call my things fun thing. At first, I was like, I wanted to call it the your tool rule, but I'm like, I don't know if that's going to translate well, because even though I talk fast, I do have a large international audience. That could just be an American thing, but I really could make it to the point where, like, we're not Harry Potter anymore. We think that, like, people care that we spent 8 years creating this content and testing these things out and working. They don't care about that at first. What they care about first is what is their life going to be like once they actually implement the stuff that you took forever on. It's like, well, once you learn how to do A, B, and C, which I have done after 15 years of being a PR specialist, blah, 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 they care about it second. You always need to focus on them first. This is how we're going to talk a lot about this in Little List, Big Profit. So make sure, guys, that you go ahead. I drop the link to get on to that webinar tomorrow. This is why the copy that I write is so different, yet so powerful. Yet I can have this small money empire. I mean, I don't usually brag about my numbers too much, but like I had a $30,000 launch with like a couple of emails and a webinar because I like webinars because I like talking. That's about it. And it was considered like industry standards. People are like, how did you make so much money with so little people? I'm like, first of all, like it was a healthy audience. And second, I know how to talk to people. Like I don't have to sell things. People just want to buy. And actually this course, which actually sort of spurred this little mini launch, was because somebody straight up said, I want to buy your course right now. I can't wait till September. So I let them in. So I'm like, you know what? I bet there's other people that want to do this, but I'm not focused on telling you why Love Your List is amazing. Like that's not it. It's all the amazing impact and income that you are going to make. It's the fact that you're going to be able to express yourself in a way that gets people to pay attention and ultimately pay you. Like it's not about me. So that is one of those really big things. So I guess that's a little bit of a tangent, but I feel like it really is so, so important. So there's actually like 8 sort of copywriting principles that we talk about in that other lesson, because I try to make my lessons a little bit more bite-sized. So let's go on right ahead. So we talked about using contractions, which is so cool. We talked about how you're not the hero, which wasn't even technically a quick tip, but I definitely think that it can be. Another quick tip that really plays in to this you're not a hero, and the reason why I'm scrolling up and down is because I need to find it, is trying to switch as many I statements as you have to you. Now, you're like, what? Again, does this matter? Subconsciously, in your people's brains, when they are reading it, when they feel like, oh my goodness, she gets me, she understands me, like she's not a selfish person. Because I feel like a lot of my people in particular, because we are ethical entrepreneurs, we almost feel like bad for selling when really selling is the greatest. Because yeah, I mean, you guys are hanging out with me here on Facebook Live and I appreciate all the hearts and the comments. You guys are the best. But chances are if you actually join the course, you're actually willing to implement this stuff because you laid down cold hard cash. So in my opinion, sales is just kind of ensuring that people actually take the other effort. Like I know, for example, like, you know, if I have a purse, like I have a Coach bag versus like one that I have at Walmart, like the Walmart one, Lord knows whatever it is. Like it is like not taken care of at all. But that Coach one, like you best believe it's getting taken care of. So that's what we kind of need to realize as ethical entrepreneurs is we're not putting on a price tag to steal people's money or to prove that we're like money hungry butt faces. It's so that way we can get people results. Like that's just straight up like it just is. I'm not saying that people don't take free content and run. I know I have at some point, but I know the stuff that I pay attention to and the stuff that I actually implement consistently being the keyword, is stuff that I pay for. So another way that we can sort of come out is not braggadocious or the me show, like I said right here on the slide, is to switch any I statements from you. So this is one of those tricks, especially like we had just talked about with contractions. Hey Naima, is for you to just like do a command F and search for I. Are you saying I all the time or the business we or will? We talk about those as well. Change that to you'll. It really does make a big effect. So instead of like, I'll show you in this Facebook Live how to do A, B, and C, it's you'll learn how to do blank. Another example that we have a little bit later on, so let me just say, where we combine a couple of the different rules, is something like, I'll send you an ebook. Okay, like I'll send you an ebook versus you'll get an ebook. Like people love hearing the word you. And when you start switching those sort of I statements, like, you know, I recorded a podcast or in my podcast this week, when you start to actually switch those things around, it'll help you really think of how is this going to make this person's life better? How are you going to break an assumption that you know is holding them back, which is huge. We call that crushing butts in Love Your List lingo. I know, we're so adult. we're super adult. That is what is really important, guys. So it's a really subtle change, but it can make that huge difference. Like we talked about when we're switching our in to after, anytime we're trying to intrigue people to actually give us a click. So it's like, oh, like, you know, in this blog post, I'll show you how to refinish a cabinet. Like, okay. Or, you know, you'll learn how to refinish a cabinet. Ooh, I get to. It's just in those brains, because the two things that people like to hear the absolute most is one, their name. So I'm like, Naima, what up? Woo! She gets a little adrenaline rush. I mean, we know each other because we're friends. She has an amazing Facebook group, by the way. But the second word that like really does it for people, can't tell I can do math, is the word you. Because in their head, they can actually hear their name. It's like, oh, all right, I get it. So guys, just to do a really quick recap, and we have one more, and then I'm going to hop on off, is after make sure you guys sign up for the webinar. Like, just going to say that. One, make sure you're using contractions. It is the secret sauce versus it's the secret sauce to sounding more like a person. And it's super simple, okay? Number two, remember, you're not the hero. You're the tool. Everyone loves that, the Mario example that we've talked about. And number three here, guys, is switch any sort of I statements that you can into you. And while you're writing, I still do this where I email people and I'm like, you know, I'll show you how to do blank, blank, and blank. But I know at the end, when I'm going into sculpt the awesome or edit, if you want to be, well, less fancy like we are, then I can go in and change those all to your statements. How can I make this more audience focused, okay? So let me know in the comments. Give me a little, you know, thumbs up, right? Exactly. Little hearts, so I know you guys are still there. As you can see me like scrolling through, I'm like, what's the really fun one that we can use here? Okay, so this one was one I was gonna save, but I'll show it to you guys because I heart you. Because how often am I on Facebook? Like hardly ever. So this is number six. Remember, there's actually 12 just in this particular lesson. So like this is like nothing yet. So you're not gonna be able to see the cool graphics because of the way that I have my screen set up, but it'll be cool. So number six is when you are going through, again, you already wrote something, you're okay that it was kind of crappy, you're going to actually go ahead and really zhuzh it up, if you will, really make it exciting. What you want to be focusing on, besides your contractions, the I to you statements, is by getting things more specific and more clear. Now there is a concept that I'm actually going to be teaching on the webinars way more in depth, and there's a whole lesson in it, in Love Your List, which I feel like is everyone's favorite, called moment. So these are really specific sort of stories, situations that people can plunk themselves into. So instead of being like, you know, you'll lose weight, it's, you know, you're at the, you know, you're in the fitting room and you slip a pair of size 2 jeans over your hips for the first time since high school and you almost break down and cry. Now, which one to you is more captivating? The one where it's just like lose weight and fit better into your clothes, or the one we talk about the lady in the changing room? Like, that is what the power of moments are. Like I said, we'll talk more about it in the webinar. So head on over to katedoster.com/little if you want to know a little bit about that. But you want to ask yourself, especially, what do things sort of look like? How do they show up? Even you can do like what they feel like and what they smell like. I think that is so good. Yes, in Whole Foods. Okay. So for example, I help a lot of people actually in the decluttering space, because Love Your List is really kind of for everyone except for e-com. I'll be honest, there might be a Love Your List e-com. You know, shoot me a message on here if that's something you'd be down with. But I help a lot of people that do with minimalism. So it's like, you know, you could be like, clear your clutter, but what does the clutter actually look like? Like in my brain, I have to try to figure out what it is. But if you talk about something like, you know, how you wake up in the morning and you go to open up a cabinet and you're getting hit in the head with cereal boxes, like that's a moment. That is very specific. That is the way that clutter shows up. If you are talking about how you go past your sunroom and all you see are stacks of old newspaper and toys and clothes that you just can't get rid of, that is a moment, as opposed to just you've got clutter. Another way where specificity comes in really handy is, especially if you're like me, and again, you're like, you know, command F is going to be like your best friend over here, is I tend to use the word like awesome a lot. So anytime I use any of those like superlatives, like awesome or cool or totally or wicked because I'm from New England. What does that awesome actually mean? How does it show up? Start actually thinking about it. What makes that thing awesome? And then just say the thing. You don't have to say the word awesome. And again, I feel like when people are really struggling with copywriting, especially coming off as really authentic and caring, it's when they rely on things like exclamation points, which don't even get me started. I talk about those all over this course because I have some issues with those. But you want to go ahead and look at this. The other half of the specificity with the moments, like I said, we're going to cover it way more in the webinar. So sign up. Like I said, you guys get the replay. So even if you can't show up live, go ahead and sign up for it, is the clarity part. I think people always try to be really cute and clever with their copy, and they don't actually realize how much it can be hurting them. Because the thing is that if people have to think, they're not going to buy. They just aren't. They just aren't. And I don't want to call out any group in particular. I don't. But sometimes some of my business coaches or some coaches, especially ones that, how should I say this, focus on empowerment, come up with these phrases that you're like, what is tapping into my feminine energy mean? Like what? Now, if it is more so like, you know, start feeling like yourself again, like, okay, that sort of makes a little bit more sense. So you want to make sure, can people actually get it? And one of the things that we talk about in another lesson to sort of help yourself get really better at clarity, and if you want to use your feminine energy wild, you can go ahead, you can use it. Just make sure that you've got some sentences afterwards to explain what that means, okay? But I like to go ahead and I like to sculpt other people's copies or other sentences that I read on the internet that like you read out loud and you're like, huh? So we're going to go ahead and we're going to pick on Asana for a little bit. So you guys don't get to see the way I changed it until the end. I know, right? So sneaky. So Asana right now, or at least the version of the website that I got, because I'm assuming they're A-B testing. Don't worry about what that is for right now. Goes like this. This is its headline. Make more time for the work that matters most. Now, when I read this for the first time, I don't know if it was because of the word more and most, but something about that just didn't flow. And I literally like, make more time for the work that matters most. So that, first of all, just kind of got me like, huh. It doesn't sound right. It sounds chunky, which is why reading your copy out loud is so important. But I'm like, I don't, like most people, not us, because I mean, we're on a Facebook Live, you know, learning about copywriting skills as opposed to looking at cute dog photos. They're not like obsessed with work. Like most people have some type of negative connotation about work. So I don't think that I would be like, make more time to do more work. When your monkey brain is reading this sentence, and if Asana, if you're watching, I'll fix you. Like, come at me. Just message me. I don't want to make more time for work. I want to make more time to do the things that I want to do. Sometimes it is doing a Facebook Live with you guys. But sometimes it is going to play Mario Kart right now, which I hear my children doing. So what is a way that they could say this more simple, more clear? And again, it's not like that headline is crappy. And I guarantee you they paid a copywriter some buku bucks because tech companies, they try. But what one sounds like more effective to you guys? And if you guys are listening on the replay, we'll say the control, as they call it in copywriting speak. So the top one will be number one. And number two is the one that I had. Get projects done, period, faster. That's it. Like, that's what people want. Get important projects done faster. Now, I could have used a comma. I understand that. But I kind of like the double period for the emphasis. But which one, if you're just sort of scrolling down, does make sense? Oh, literally, we can even get rid of the word important here. And I think that it would still honestly work even better. Get projects done faster. Straight up. That's all there needs to be. Now that I'm making time for what matters most or making time for what matters worst at work, no, I'm getting projects done faster. That's all I want. I hate having loose ends. I hate not having stuff done. I hate taking forever. So that's all that they needed. Make it more clear. So guys, those are just a couple of things and some bonuses because I couldn't help myself. As you can tell, like I could talk about this stuff sort of all day. So if you have any questions, you can feel free to leave them in the comments below. I'll be back on Facebook land a little later, not on live, but to be able to like chit chat with you guys. Make sure guys, if you haven't already, go ahead and sign up for the Little List Big Profit webinar where we're going to dive way more deeper into things that you can actually implement like tomorrow night in order to start seeing more engagement with your list, meaning they actually open up your stuff, they actually click it, they reply back to your emails, and they actually give you their credit card for things, whether it is actual offers that you put together, like Naima has an amazing membership site, or if it is for affiliate stuff, like, hey, they're actually going to buy my stuff on Amazon Prime Day, like they'll buy it. Okay. So head on over to katedosser.com/little. Right now it is in the comments, but I'll make sure to go ahead and pin it. That and or signing up for the waitlist, because I know not everyone's into webinars, but heading on over to loveyourlist.co is going to be the only way, guys, that you're going to be able to get in at Love Your List, and it's going to be for last spring's price. Now, this is like the caveat. When we officially open, because like I said, this is like a spur of the moment launch thing. When we officially open, it's now the first week of October-ish, it is going to be at least $150 more to get into Love Your List then. So I don't want you guys waiting around. I don't want you like, I mean, I do want you to think about it like you have until Friday. But if you have been thinking to yourself like, oh, everyone just keeps on talking like build your list, build your list, build your list, brah. But no one's actually telling you how to actually talk to them to get them to do things. This is going to be for you, and you might as well save yourself some dollarino. So that is it, guys. Like I said, show up live to the webinar if you can tomorrow, because we're going to go ahead and do some live actually copy breakdowns. And I've been adjusting my slides because I asked my people, hey, what's your industry? And I have to tell you, people that signed up for this webinar have such interesting industries that I have come up with some pretty unique examples. And I will see you guys tomorrow night. Who am I kidding? I'll probably do a Facebook Live before then because I just can't stay away. I'm addicted. Have a great rest of the night, guys.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.